So today is day 27 of the sadness. Where do I start? So I've been being busy. I've been keeping busy, which I find really good. I know everyone's different and people deal with grief in their own ways, but for me, I'm finding that keeping busy is the best thing. So I've had lots of things to do, lots of funeral things to arrange, and I think just about there with that now. And applying for probate, which I've done, and that came through really quickly, actually. I applied for it and it arrived 10 days later, so that was good. And it is very simple to do online if the estate is straightforward. So you just have to fill in the online form, work out your inheritance tax liability, which is pretty straightforward if there's not too much involved. And you can do that online as well, HMRC, or actually it's gov.uk has got a, if you search for probate, it then talks you through it and it tells you how to work out the value of the estate, that gives you all the numbers that you're going to need for the probate form. So if you're okay with being online and stuff, it's pretty straightforward. And I was pretty impressed with the quick turnaround. So that's all done. It's amazing how much time you suddenly have on your hands when you're not looking after somebody who's poorly, because you don't realise how much time it takes up caring for someone who's dying. And it's a real responsibility looking after somebody in that position, and quite tiring. But when you stop doing it, you feel a bit of a loss, just like this. The house has never been tidier. Done lots of tidying and cleaning and sorting and things to keep myself busy. I'm avoiding music. I'm finding music, particularly sad songs, are not good. So I've been listening to murder mystery audiobooks when I'm pottering around doing the cleaning and stuff like that, or Radio 4 Extra, also good, like a little old Hercule Poirot mystery or something like that. So takes your mind off things, but it does just suddenly hit you. You'll be all right, and then just suddenly a big wave of sadness just washes over you and knocks you sideways. And just little things, like I was just tidying up a kitchen cupboard and then I just found a little tin of anchovies that we bought when we were in France, and just reminded me of the trip to France and how lovely James always was. He was such a kind, generous, lovely man to be with. And just pottering around the little shops with him, and we bought some anchovies. And then he popped into another shop while I was looking in the window somewhere and came out, and then he bought me a beautiful little pearl necklace. He's such a lovely, lovely husband. I do miss him so much. But see, just things like that. Tin of anchovies, I'm crying. So I'm hoping that this will, I'm sure it will get better in time, but it's still pretty raw at the moment. Getting the funeral over and done with will be a bit of a milestone, because until that happens, and then you can't really move forward. Not that I really want to move forward anyway, but it's taken quite a long time, because we had to, there was a couple of crucial people who had holidays booked, and then Keith, James's brother, who is going to be the, I don't know what you call it, not really a vicar, but he's going to hold the service, take the service. And there was a couple of days he couldn't do and things. So anyway, that's why it's been a bit of a long time, but we're nearly there now. So that's been, in a way, quite good. Doing the order of service was, as I said last time, was difficult, but I've found some lovely photos to include, which I think that's going to be nice now. And so hopefully that will go okay. I think the weather's probably not going to be great, because we're into sort of heavy rains and things at the moment, but we'll see. Maybe James will have a word with those upstairs and get it sorted. That would be nice. So I think that's about it, really. Just still incredibly sad, but I'm finding working has been quite helpful as well. So I've gone back to work, and that because you just have to really concentrate on that kind of thing, it's that's good. And also it'll help me pay the bills. So needs doing. But it's, yeah, the having things to do and keeping busy is definitely better for me than just sitting. And so that doesn't really work. I did go and have a facial in the week just to give myself a little bit of a relaxed treat. I thought that would be nice. But I just spent the whole time trying not to cry because it's just that, like, they have the lovely tinkly piano music on in the background and the lady's just quiet. And it's just like the music was really, music is definitely a trigger for me. So I thought, I don't want to sit here with the tears streaming down my face while she's trying to do me a facial, poor lady, wondering what most matter. So I just had to really try and focus on other things so that I didn't cry. But I got through it and now I'm sure I'm a lot less wrinkly. Anyway, I think that's all I have to say for now. The dogs have been great. We've been going for lots of nice walks, which is very good for all of us, I think, isn't it, guys? And they certainly need a lot of training. So that will be my next project, will be getting you two sorted out so that you don't try and kill everybody else we go meet on a walk, including tractors. So, and stop digging up the bed. I'm getting as bad as James talking to the dogs when I should be talking to you. Anyway, I think that's all I have to report. This is not exactly a week. It's, I don't know, 10 days or something. But thank you for listening.